Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. Welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. As always on 3TFM, we like to push the boundaries of radio broadcasting. So this programme goes to the heart of the biggest taboo on radio, silence. You can't have silence on radio. The listeners will just switch off. What's the point of switching on just to hear nothing? Mind you, that's what a lot of people get when they tune into some other radio stations. Anyway, I'm not proposing to broadcast nothing, and the point I want to prove tonight is that silence does not need to be an empty silence. Some silences are very negative, the absence of something. Sometimes silence speaks volumes in a negative way, like the suspense silence in a horror film, or when the away team scores a goal, there can be a deafening silence. Or the silence in library, shh. Or the silence in court. In court, you have the right to remain silent, but your silence will be interpreted. There's the silence in doctors' or dentists' waiting rooms. There's the silence of people biting their lip. We can also get awkward silences when people don't know what to say to each other. Here's Catherine Jenkins singing the Bottler Uppers theme song. She's got into a bother by not speaking and not sharing her feelings. She wants to speak, but she just can't. She bottles things up, and she just hopes with all her heart that the other person will be a mind reader.
My son. Your heart's not free. I shout in silence. What do I feel? Tell me, what do I feel? And what's the use of turning back the time? The more that I say means the more that I pay. It's best for now to keep it.
That's a song for all of us who bottle up our feelings and flee into silence. But let's not dwell on negative silences. We did that previously in another programme. So let's turn our attention to positive silence. What's that, I hear you ask? Well, silence doesn't need to be empty, cold, an absence, and awkward. Silence can be peaceful and calming, soothing, a refreshing change, a real blessing. Silence can be full of other things besides words. For instance, take two young lovers who only have eyes for each other. They don't need any words. Two mature lovers who only have eyes for each other. They don't need words even more so, as Ronan Keating can testify.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know the truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said. Wherever I fall,
not only young romantic couples who have eloquent silence, rich quality, meaningful silence. Long-standing relationships, when they're healthy, can be even better at quality silences. And in this next song, which I find to be one of the most moving songs I've ever heard, you can picture the old man sitting silently on his rocking chair, just silently remembering his wife. You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, Alec Noble, as we consider the subject of silence, positive silence, that is. Like the silence of two lovers gazing into each other's eyes. It's a rich silence, full of love, as heart speaks to heart without the need of words. It's the same thing with worship. A French farm labourer who worked in the fields all day, every day, used to drop into a small roadside chapel on his way to and from work. One day the priest asked him, "What do you do when you sit here day after day?" And he replied, "I just look at Jesus and he just looks at me." That's what worship is all about.
In stillness and simplicity, in the silence of the heart I see the mystery of eternity, who lives inside of me. In stillness and simplicity, I hear the Spirit silently, that you, O Lord, are close to me. In stillness and simplicity, you're the word who must be heard by those who listen quietly, is the reason. Lord, you mean so much to me. In stillness and simplicity, so seek the one who dwells in you, the kingdom that within is true, that innermost reality. In stillness and simplicity.
I heard a very interesting discussion on the radio. It was a group of creative writers, and they were saying that it's part of the creative process to chew things over. You put it to the back of your mind and let your subconscious continue the process, and then you wait for the eureka moment when the subconscious mind pushes the answer into your conscious mind. But that takes time and stillness and what they called creative space. Then they said, the creative space is being squeezed out by our modern lifestyle. Every spare moment is being filled up with chattering on mobile phones, texting, emailing, listening to music, noise, busyness, you name it. All crowding out the silence and the space needed to let creative ideas be born in us. Leonardo da Vinci, the famous artist, used to say, I often pause between brushstrokes, and the longer I pause, the better my next brushstroke is. That's what life's about. That's what prayer is about. Quality time with God, with others, and with ourselves. The Bible says, be still and know that He is God. There's the saying, take time to smell the roses. Don't always force the pace. Be still and let things come to us. We can't reach up to God anyway, so be still and be ready for God to come to us. Someone said, we are what we are, standing naked, silent, in the dark, before God. I have twice been to the Grand Canyon in America, and on both occasions I was overwhelmed with awe and wonder at its size and beauty, and in particular by its silence. Even noisy, raucous tourists giggling off their bus immediately shut up when they were hit by the Grand Canyon's silence, which evokes awe and wonder in nearly everybody. I find the same reverential silence when mentally I visit Calvary Hill and watch Jesus dying for me and you and the world on a cross. So let's give the last word to Catherine Jenkins as she sings 1 Kings chapter 19 in the Bible, the story of Elijah the prophet when he was depressed and God comes whispering peace to his soul in the silence after all the sound and fury has gone. Bye for now.
Oh,